Persons who wish to enter and remain in Hong Kong are regulated by the Immigration Ordinance. The rules are often complex, and some may be waived at the government's discretion. This recording only discusses who needs a visa or entry permit to enter Hong Kong, and the main conditions for staying here. A person holding any one of the following travel documents does not need a visa or entry permit to enter Hong Kong. Hong Kong Special Administration Region Passport, British National Overseas Passport, Hong Kong Reentry Permit for entry from the mainland of China and the Macau Special Administrative Region only, Hong Kong Seaman's Identity Book, Hong Kong Document of Identity for Visa Purposes, provided that the document is valid or the holder's limit of stay in Hong Kong has not expired. Travel documents bearing one of the following endorsements. Holder's eligibility for a Hong Kong permanent identity card verified. The holder of this travel document has the right to land in Hong Kong, Section 2AAA, Immigration Ordinance, Cap 115, Laws of Hong Kong. Hong Kong permanent identity card. If you do not belong to one of these categories of person, you must have a visa or entry permit to work, to study, to engage in any business, or to take up residence in Hong Kong. Whether a person needs a visa or entry permit to visit Hong Kong depends on his nationality and type of travel document held. Detailed information about the visa requirements and the period of stay is available from the Immigration Department at telephone number 2824-6111. All visitors may also be required to show the immigration officer that they have adequate funds to cover the duration of their stay in Hong Kong without working and have return or onward tickets to leave Hong Kong, unless they are on the way to the mainland of China or the Macau Special Administrative Region. If you want to stay longer than the visa-free period allowed, you must apply for a visa or entry permit before coming to Hong Kong. Visitors are not allowed by law to take up any employment, paid or unpaid, to establish or join in any business, or to study at a school in Hong Kong. Only in exceptional circumstances are visitors allowed to change their immigration status after coming to Hong Kong so as to allow them to work or study.